Okay, it's 5:30. We're going to call the work session order. We're going to start with the fire department boat request, and I asked for this, and I asked the chief to be here today. Talking over and looking at it, I thought it's something that we should consider, and I've had some conversations with Chief McIntyre here about, if he had gone to Van Buren and the village, and I said I thought that that should be something that he should do. But just like with the ambulance, this, and I have some experience with the boats, working with the sheriff's departments. I ran the boat unit there, and I know how much the fire departments used to help the sheriff's departments out with their equipment. So I think, especially with the town, I mean, all you got to do is look at it up there. Two-thirds of the town is circled by water, so it's certainly something that at some point we're going to need. And they've already gotten an $80,000 grant. I think that if we provide some...
From who did you get the state?
So if we provided some financial assistance in the form of ARPA funding, no local monies would, tax dollars would be going to purchase this boat, and that helps the tax relief when they go to do their budget next year. And, you know, I'm going to ask you, we had the conversation, so just for the rest of the board's benefit, that you had 80, 130, we'll outfit the boat the way you need it.
Right.
So you'd be able to buy one.
Correct.
Okay, and what we had discussed was that you contact the Village of Baldwinsville,
correct,
contact Van Buren,
correct,
to see if they would help and assist with some of the cost of the boat.
Yes, you did mention that. I have not reached out to them yet.
No, I didn't. I didn't think that you would. I mean, I just want to let the rest of the board.
Yeah, that is my vision. So since the last meeting, I took a lot of thought on what you guys were talking about, and when we started this project, meaning the fire district chief's office, it was developing a program that we could get by with. You know, we were replacing, and right now it's at Case Marina, we have a boat from the early 80s, and then we have one that we're using that's first due in the early 90s. Long story short with it, we did not consider a fire pump in the boat itself. Realistically, we're thinking, geez, by the time we get out of water, the boat's on fire, geez, you know, it's not going to be a good end result. Since our conversation, and with possibly the additional funding, not knowing where we're going to land, we're going to consider the fire pump because it's more than just for boats. It's, for an example, the fire lanes down, you know, 370. We again cover a lot of Plainville district. All of the camps on some of those places. You realistically, by the time you get a fire truck down there, there's nothing we're going to be able to do. So with a boat, with a fire pump, that'll give us a portable fire hydrant right on the water. So there's some things that's still evolving that have a little bit changed since we talked, Bob. But yes, in once my committee is developing a formal letter to be able to give the village and the towns, and obviously you guys, even though you're the catalyst of this, but that's where we're at with it. So I have not sat down with them, but things are evolving. We do have the $80,000 grant awarded from the state. The money's not there yet. There's just some other things. We've got rough quotes for the boat now at 130 plus thousand is where we're at. If I can get the additional funding, I'm gonna try to put a pump on the thing. But it all depends on where it's going to fall.
But if you were to get the $50,000 from, say either us or everybody collectively, you would be able to buy a boat.
Yes,
you're definitely going to be able to buy it.
No, I am without committed
okay.
to that. There, the $50,000 is going to allow us to buy the boat,
okay.
Whether it comes from your board or wherever it comes from. that's what we need. That's the minimum I need to be able to move forward on the project.
So what I'm suggesting, I think we should consider, and what we talked about, is to consider funding up to $50,000 if we had to, but hopefully either the village and or the town of Van Buren, because town of Van Buren has almost half of their, or a large portion of their town is
60% of their fire district is covered by Van Buren. 40 is Lysander.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah. So I think we should consider the chief's request, and I'm in favor.
I mean, I think you should get an accurate quote from the boat with the pump, because I think that would be the most useful unit you would have.
I'll have Kevin two quotes, one with, one without.
I mean, thanks for coming, but I'm still where I was last time we talked, and you know, I want to see, you know, if we can get anything from Van Buren or, you know, anything else. When we have a more accurate number, maybe we can talk to our state senators and, you know, find a little more money. Maybe we could ask the county for something with fire service. Because this is something that could be, obviously, if the boat's in the water, you'd use it wherever it was necessary.
One thing that came out that I'm sure that the rest of the board hasn't seen is the county just put out a $750,000 grant for first responders that you guys can apply for. Right.
We got five radios out of that.
That just came out?
Yep.
Okay.
We got five radios out of that. Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah. My philosophy is, you know, I'd like to see ARPA money used for the better of the town, right? So if we give you money, it's not going to benefit the residents of Lysander. So I'd like to see us use, before we start spending more money on other people's equipment, for us to update our own fleet, right? We got a 30-year-old street sweeper,
yeah,
that needs to be replaced. So I think we should start taking care of ourselves, that take care of our residents, before we start handing money out to other municipalities that could tax for it themselves and or, you know, fundraise. That's just my opinion.
Well, that's what I said. I mean, there's $80,000 there. They wouldn't be local tax dollars, so they wouldn't have to tax for it. That's part of the...
No, they can tax for it.
They can, but if we give them money, they won't have to, and then that's relieves the tax burden on the local taxpayers.
The taxpayers of that district, right? So not everyone is a taxpayer in that district, because we're only talking about the Northwest Fire District where this boat would service. And when service all the other districts were, for example, Jim Lee's out of, they got to get to the island, right? So how do they get to the island? They got to get to the island via boat somehow. So, and I'm sure they have their own boat. But my point is I think instead of buying more equipment for people, let's update our fleet of vehicles that we have in our town first, right? We keep kicking a can down the road with equipment. Let's use the ARPA money. And if we do have money left over at the end of the ARPA season, I like to call it, then we can, you know, revisit that. But that's just where I stand.
Could I ask a couple of questions?
Of course.
So up to this point, you've had a boat, or you've had two boats?
Yeah, we have two boats right now.
So what's the history in terms of the need for a boat, like in terms of the last 20 years, 10 years, whatever?
If I understand your question correctly, sir, multiple drownings, multiple boat accidents, and we have not had to use it on a structure that I referenced just now. But
well, you weren't able to either. You didn't have a pump.
So, again, right now, the one sitting at Case Marina is from the early 70s, 80s. You know, we're going to fix it when we can, but we're just trying to update. This was a way to do it. It's, again, we cover it, Jeff, you had mentioned how's it benefit the rest of, we cover from Onondaga Lake to the other side of Cross Lake on first alarm assignments. So yes, the Northwest Fire District is looking to obtain this it's going to be a benefit for your entire town and every taxpayer that pays, that lives on the river, that uses the river, that uses the lakes, both for that matter. Yes, I will say, you know, I know Sunday River has a boat. Plainville does not, I do not believe. Belgium has a small one.
No, they don't. They have no boat anymore.
Okay.
We sold it 2 years ago.
Okay. So that's Belgium. Thank you. I wasn't aware of that. Thank you.
No boat.
So it is a benefit for your entire town. It's not just a Northwest Fire District nicety. It's.
Would you have set up an IMA with all the other fire districts to say, hey, listen, I have the boat. It's a new boat. For example, Belgium doesn't have a boat. If there was a drowning there, they want to use your boat.
It'll be automatic.
The way it would go is it's
a mutual aid agreement that we currently have. For example, don't quote me on, like when Seneca River has an issue and it's a water-related issue, we'll get activated immediately. It's a mutual aid agreement. It's all set up. Plainville, it's all set up. For that matter, for Plainville, Jordan comes in from the lakeside.
Sheriff's Department.
We come in from this side. Sheriff's Department, without question. So all of that stuff is already in place. What this does is enhance our ability to provide a better service. The old days, now here's the caveat. The old days, you know, we had scuba diving teams. The fire departments don't do that anymore because they don't have the resources. What do? We, you know, immediate first response. That's where jet skis are a newer tool. That's what the fire district has done, is it's a quick response, hopefully, that it's a rescue versus a recovery. That's where the whole thing has changed. So I don't want to beat that horse, but it benefits anybody on that river from lake to lake. It goes the first alarm assignment.
So, Chief, you said you have two boats currently?
Yes.
One from the 70s, one from the 80s?
Yes.
So could you, and you need 50 grand.
Yep.
Could you sell, get a price on your two boats, go to the village, find out what they can give, go to the town of Van Buren, see what they can give, and is there some way that we can work our way up to the 50 grand?
I will sell, without question, sell one. We will surplus one, the oldest one. The less of the older one, we actually, about 5 years ago, put quite a bit of money into that to bring it up to snuff, to at least keep it going, because that wasn't, you know, there's a wants and a need assessment, and that wasn't a priority. We're slowly gaining on the equipment and stuff like that on that side. This just falls into that. So we're never going to be a one boat place, because we're both, you know, from one to lock splits everything. So if we have an issue, we'll send one to Mercer Park and one to McCary Park, depending on where we're at with it. So we'll always have two, sir.
Right. All right. So then sell one. Can we get, I guess what I'm looking for is a finite number that we can figure out between the three municipalities to make sure that you get what you need to cover everyone that we need to cover. You know, and I don't know what the boat is worth, the one that you'd be willing to get rid of.
I would say it's a couple grand. It's got an older motor on it, and it's an aluminum rowboat. That's what it is, sir.
A couple grand.
Yep.
That brings you nothing.
That's a question.
You're just asking questions.
That's what it is.
You get a couple grand
math
for that.
From there, right?
The other one is called
16 grand per municipality. I mean, I can still do math if I just know what we're working with.
Yeah, the other boat we have is what they call a Zumbro boat. And it's an inflatable boat. It has three tiers. It was designed to approach the falls. And as you approach the falls, the water would come through and go out the back. And also, up front, there was a zipper that had to do with recovery and whatnot. Again, that's what made sense when we bought that. As a matter of fact, the volunteers bought that back in whenever we did it. And it's just, that's what we have now, and we will keep that. But hopefully, the new one will have two now. And you know, there's a thought at one time when we surplus the other one that used to be parked at Cooper. So at least on this side of the river, it was in my dispatch. I'd send the guys to Cooper's to hit the boat and go from here to the other lake. If it was the other side, that's where the portable boat would come into play and head towards Seneca River in Belgium that way. So it's...
So I can support this because it seems to me that this is the Greater Baldwinsville rescue, water rescue boat. But having said that, to Bob's point, I sure as heck would like to see Beeville and Van Buren kick in something. I mean, why should we be the only one? I mean, it's serving you guys happen to have the rescue boat, but it belongs to, it's going to be used by everybody. So, you know, some good faith effort in getting, and maybe Bob's involvement there with talking to the town supervisor and the mayor, like, come on, you know, this helps
totally
everybody.
Totally agree.
So, but if that can happen, I'm on board.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. Right. I want to be clear, the reason why I came to you first is you're the catalyst. Once I have one on board, I'll be able to go to say, hey, listen, this is a partnership. This is an intermunicipal agreement, whatever you want to call this, but I have one. Can you help? So that was 100% the plan. That, and it still is the plan. Whether you agree or disagree, I'm still going to go to Van Buren, and I'm still going to try to approach the village. I'll just say it that way. I will say it that way. You know how things go with certain things.
Right. But I mean, the other part of this is, you know, talking to the other districts, because, you know, you have Engine 91.
Yes.
Maybe the boat would be a great place, because, you know, driving a boat's a particular skill. Not everybody has or can handle in a situation. So you might be able to piecemeal. You got guys from Seneca River. You got people from Belgium. You know, you could have a crew at any point in time and, you know, get an IMA together with the district.
You know, another thing we do, I don't know if you're aware with the boat, was when we have the concerts and the fireworks, that boat is on the water.
Right.
That boat is... I don't want to say patrolling and use the police department word, but that boat is on the water. When there's high activity, I have that boat on the water on the weekends. You know, it's not like it's going to sit in a trailer and just collect dust. That's not what we do. We have a whole response plan with it, a whole training program built in. It's a tool.
I support it. I'm not going to support a monetary value right now until we get accurate numbers on the boat. Look at what you want, you know, what you need, and, you know, let's find out from the other municipalities, at least town of Van Buren, where, you know, where they're at and what they can do. Because 60% of the district that's buying the boat is in that town. So I don't have a problem, you know, when we get down to the brass tacks of it and see where the money is, then we can decide where we are at spending. Yeah, and then the other part is the fire district could, you know, the remainder is an equipment person.
Yeah.
So
they literally, we've just taken delivery in 2 weeks on 2 jet skis. That's been in the works. Well, they were ordered a year and a half ago. But that'll get us at least a quick response, immediate, at least. You know, they did that, and now this is the next phase, I guess, of the project, I'll call it.
It would be nice to see what Van Buren would do. And the
absolutely.
Village, too, though. I mean,
I'll get you the letter.
Because it would be great to, I think it would be a great tool to have in our town. We want to make sure that, you know.
So I think... I think that you have enough to say that, you know, we're supporting it.
Yes.
I mean, there's enough of us here that said that, so you can go to them and say, hey, we got support from them.
I will absolutely meet with them, try to get with them in the next month, and then I'll just report back to you and see where we're at. And I will show you the
if you get the numbers
quote.
For the
yeah,
boat,
I will
send
show
it
you
on.
The quote. Because
yeah.
We actually had, we needed that quote for the grant
right.
for the state.
Right.
So I have that. The new mindset was the fire pump. That's just a new thought.
I don't think that will affect your state grant, though. You're getting a pump.
Yeah. So by all means, whatever you need.
Okay.
Thanks, Chief.
All right. Thank you. I got to go to work. So
thank
okay.
you.
Thanks
thank
for
guys.
Your time.
Thank
yeah.
you.
What do you need, Fred?
I got an actual question for him before I leave.
Well, he's got to go to work,
oh,
though.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I can take it if you want.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay with you? It
should be quick.
Well, that's why don't you grab them in the back, because I got some things to go through.
Okay.
The
thank you.
Tony, you want to go over the payment of claim?
Back in January 17th, a lady fell in our parking lot. It was a bad weather day. We were icing it a lot. Our highway guys were out there. She fell, she hit her head. And long story short, we took her to the building here. Nancy got Bob involved, and she didn't want to go to the hospital. And Bob said, you got to go to the hospital because of that. It could have a brain bleed or whatever. Bottom line, she went to the hospital. The daughters contacted us asking if we would cover her ambulance bill and her emergency. It's a total of $440. We contacted our insurance company, and believe it or not, our insurance company says that we're not insured, that the insurance company doesn't cover small claims like that. So in order for her to recover from the insurance company, she'd have to commence a lawsuit, which just to get an index number is about $500. So it's great. So Bob and I talked about it. We just said, you know, it makes sense that we just pay this thing. The lady suffered. It wasn't her fault. And it's really not our fault either, in a way. I mean, we were out there doing what we had to do. But it was just one of those situations. The weather was horrible, and she slipped and hit her head.
You're talking about $400?
$440.
So can we do a resolution tonight and do
this? Yeah, I thought it was on here. We'll just add it on the end. And I'm the one who forced her to go. I mean, the lady was 78 years old. She said she hit her head. She was kind of dizzy. I said, that's all I need is someone to have a brain bleed on me.
It's all about doing the right thing.
Yeah, so.
Right. This is definitely okay. The right thing. It was the right thing for you to send her to the hospital.
Absolutely.
100% behind it.
If you want to write it up, Tony, I'll add it. It's motion G. Okay. Pavement management plan.
Yep. I just need to bring in a detailed list, so that's what I did. I hope I have enough. I know that the allocation was set at $300,000, but I think after looking at this, hopefully you'll entertain my request for $600,000. These are the streets, these are the projects. You'll see at the bottom the storm sewer slip lining. What is happening is if you go down the end of Willett Parkway, those catch basins are starting to fall apart. Now, in between all those catch basins is a pipe that runs all the way from Drake's Landing all the way to 31. So what I'm asking for is so that we can start addressing issues other than our roads and come at this like an infrastructure issue.
But I thought we agreed on $300,000 in the last thing, and you come in with $600,000.
Right. I just wanted to. Can I read the bottom off?
Sure.
So there was $400,000 in the fund balance, but there was $68,000 withheld last year, and according to my calculations, $176,000 was left over total budget. So that would have been the bottom there, the 400 minus the 68 minus the 176, which comes to 146, which leaves us 147 short with the unbalanced due chart.
Okay, I don't have all the numbers in front of me, but I think your numbers are off.
These are the last ledger numbers from August. So that's what we went on based on what we had from there, and then kept track of what we did the rest of the year.
Right, but when we were talking last week, when we were talking about it, I had it right in front of me, and that that was after the AUD was finished, you know, the end of year numbers. And I know these numbers are off. And the thing is, if we were to do that number, that would deplete. What we need to do is to replenish some of the money into the highway fund balance that we took out of it to balance your, or to give you the money you needed this year. You're already, and the number with that $300,000, you will have over $3 million, $3.1 million, same as you had last year. That's the most that the highway has ever had.
That's good.
But we also have to be fiscally responsible, so that if we were to give you that money now, we wouldn't be able to take any of that money out of that fund balance, because you can't deplete that fund balance to zero. That would give you about $278,000 in the fund balance. So any emergency that came up, we wouldn't have anything to do with it. So we need to take that other $450,000 out of that $750,000 to replenish that, so that your budget next year, we can use some of that fund balance and give you the money you need for next year. Other than that, you'll be looking at less money. Other than that, then we will have to tax. I don't want to tax them now. We're going into a recession. People are looking at higher interest rates, gas prices, and everything, and sometimes you have to be more conservative with your spending.
Okay. I just want to mention, this is a use it or lose it thing. We got the bump up. Obviously, the state's interested in taking care of its infrastructure, as the Fed. So, but
you have over a year to use it.
Right.
So, when you do your next, we just got that. So, when you do your budget next year, we put that money into your budget. And you can use it next year,
right,
for some projects.
And then again, do we put another chunk the following year into the fund balance to?
We don't know that we're going to be getting that. We got this year. We got the additional touring group money. That was only supposed to be a 2-year grant. We got it this year. Wonder if we don't get it next year. Well, we won't have the money to put in it.
That's my point. I think we got the money because we used it. Used it properly. We had all of our.
I don't know that you know that, because I don't know that. I mean, how would you know that?
We would know by the vouchers that were returned.
No, how would you know that we got it because we used it? I mean, I'm sure everybody used it, because if you don't, you either use it or lose it. So how would you know we got more money when it was only supposed to be a 2-year grant?
Well, I just talked about a 40% increase. That alone was just.
A 40% increase in what?
In this funding. The whole government thing, the infrastructure, was a 40% increase, close, across the board.
Overall.
All the way across the board.
But if you look, I looked at, and I can't recite it off the top of my head, but in the governor's budget for next year, CHIPS, AIM, all that stuff, there wasn't an increase in it. That stayed flat.
Okay.
So there isn't going to be more money next year. It stayed flat, so I don't know. They didn't break it down as far as whether you have, with the touring group money, I don't know where that money comes from. That's not spelled it out in the budget, but all of that other money stayed flat across the board. So what does that mean for us? I'm not sure. You know, are we going to get the same amount? Are we going to, it's certainly not going to be more, but the touring grant money, when they say it was stayed flat, I don't know where that touring grant money came from, because it didn't come from AIM, it didn't come from CHIPS, came from somewhere else. And without knowing where it came from in the budget, I have no idea to even say, well, we got a good chance of getting it, because I don't know, and I don't think you could know. So we need to be conservative when we're doing it. We're spending $3 million on the highway this year.
Right.
You know, we want to be able to do some work next year too. And if we get additional money, we'll do the same thing. We bumped up an extra $300,000 from what we budgeted for this year.
Right.
And next year, if we get that money again, unexpected money, we'll bump it up again. I'm saying we will.
Right. Well, I would hope so. But this, so.
Booger, let me, while you're thinking, let me try to go over the numbers. I've got my little Excel spreadsheet that, you know, our fund balance at the end of 2022 for the highway was $798,000. We budgeted $400,000 of that this year. So that gets us down to $398,000 in the fund balance.
I'm pretty sure it's at 240, it's at 279 or 249, something like that, right now.
So we pulled more money out of the fund balance than we had budgeted?
I'm pretty sure it's 279. So, like I said, I don't have it in front of me. I can't speak to specifics.
I asked our comptroller for this a week and a half ago, and still haven't received it.
No, you'll have it tomorrow. You're going to have it tomorrow. She just didn't have time to get it done for today, so she said she'd have it tomorrow to everybody.
Okay, but so let's go with 280. We'll use that number.
That's what's left.
Right. So we got additional funding this year. We budgeted 183. We got 930, just to use even numbers. So we got an extra $747,000 that we didn't budget. So if we throw that back into the fund balance, we're in.
Well, we're not talking about throwing it all in the fund balance. We're talking about throwing 450 in there to the fund balance.
Just to keep the public aware, you got over...
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, give them accurate numbers. We're not going to throw 750 in there. We're talking about spending out of that 750, we're talking about putting 450 in the fund balance. So that 450 plus the 279 would be what, 729. That's what would be in there, 729.
Right. So you wanted to replace the fund balance.
That would replenish it, right?
You know, 280, 747, yep. 1,027,000.
Let's just talk about what the fund balance is going to be. The fund balance is going to be 729,000. So we used 400,000 out of that this year.
Right. I'm going to account for that.
Okay.
So that will leave the fund balance.
We'll use the 729 because that's what it's going to be. It's not a million, it's 729.
Right. Well, I'm just taking the numbers we got. You said 279. We got 747,000 if we spend it on approved purchases.
Yep.
That would give us 1,027,000. We put the 400,000 that you want back in.
450.
To the fund balance.
Yep.
I don't know. Okay, 450.
That's how you get to the 729.
So you're at 577.
577.
For the fund, for what you have left. You got 280,000 that you said's left in the fund balance.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how we're that far back, because I don't remember going into the fund
balance. I'm pretty sure that's the number, though.
So you got 747,000, you got $1 million.
Where's $1 million coming from?
The 280 plus the 747. You want, what do you want the fund, what should the highway fund balance be? I mean, this is a question we've asked for years.
There is no number. If you understand budgeting, the comptroller doesn't put any numbers on what should it be. What it should be is a reasonable amount. And what it should be is an amount that can keep your...
So our fund balance in the general fund, a reasonable amount, is $900,000?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, could be a little bit more.
Our budget is 60% of highway. We should have more in the general than in the highway fund balance.
The highway and the general fund are two different funds. They don't go back and forth.
But I'm comparing our $5.5-6 million budget to where...
So what do you think it should be, and why?
Well, I'm asking, because you guys got way more experience
than
me.
Well, wait a minute, not you guys.
So I'm asking.
No, I'm saying, because I've listened to a number of seminars on budgeting from the comptroller's office, and there's a certain amount of money. You understand, if your fund balance is low, then when you go to borrow money, your bond rating goes down. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If we get that where you're talking about, our bond rating is going to go down. They would look at how much you have in a reserve, and we could even come to the point where the comptroller said we're in a distressed position. If you let that fund balance go too far down, you could be in a we could be identified as a town that's under under stress because we don't have enough in our fund balance. So what they have given guidelines for, and that's loose, between 15% and 20% of your annual budget should be in your general fund or in your fund balance. So if you take that, say 20%, our budget is over $5 million. Just the easy numbers, that's $1 million.
Between general, part town, and highway.
Gene, that's, yes. They include all of that. That's right.
Okay. So,
but that's just a loose number. Every town, and they use that number. And here's the thing. If you have a $1 billion budget, and you take 20% of that, that's $200 million. We don't have a $1 billion budget.
Oh, no, I understand.
We and the cost of things, if they have a catastrophic event that happens in the town somewhere, where are they going to get the money? They're going to have to go to the fund balance. So you have to keep some sort of reserve in there. And then next year when we go to do their budget, where are we going to get the money from if we don't have it? We're not going to deplete it to zero. Where are we going to get the money from? I know you have said in the past, well, we just tax. I don't think we should just tax because these people probably don't want to get taxed next year.
No, I've if never we said don't, we should just
yes,
tax.
You did. Yes, you did. When we went through, Kevin.
I said you've got to put a budget together.
No, you said we'll just tax for it. I'll go through the minutes when we did the budget last year. When we did the highway budget last year, you said we'll just tax for it. When we were going through, I said, well, where are we going to get the money? And you said, we'll just tax for it. And I said, no, we're not going to tax for it. We're going to be conservative with it. That's what I said to you.
You have to put a budget together that keeps vehicles on the road instead of having guys that can't plow because trucks
what,
are
their vehicles aren't on the road this year? Their vehicles are on the road.
Are there trucks in the shop this winter? Older trucks?
Yeah. Well, of course you're going to have trucks in the shop.
How old are the trucks that were in the shop? 10? Over 10 years old?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if we could get back to this because I'm totally confused with numbers. Help me out here, Bob.
I mean, in the low end,
okay.
The town's had $400,000, $420,000 in the highway fund balance in 2014. On the high end, we had $1 million in 2021. But those are just the numbers the comptroller gave. So, I'm sorry.
And we used that to offset the budget so we didn't have to tax.
So if we don't spend, what I'm hearing is you want to spend not $600,000 but $300,000. What that using $300,000, what will be the fund balance, Bob, approximately?
Well, it would be, I think it was $279,000 that's left now, so it'd be about $725,000.
Okay. So and if you use the six, you'd have only $325,000.
That's right.
Okay. All right, I got it. I guess to me this is a fiduciary decision. I'm more comfortable with somewhere between $600,000 and $700,000 in the fund balance. And is that a scientific number? No, it's all based on what do you feel comfortable with. I don't think I feel comfortable at this time of the year to only have $300,000. But I'm just wondering, is there a solution here by? You're not going to do the slip lining tomorrow. Can as we see how things are progressing in this budget year, can decisions be made in the fall or the summer to do some of that stuff?
Yeah, it could be. I guess the issue with that is the public is never going to see that pipe slip line. So if we wait. And then, so I guess maybe we could campaign for it and say, okay, look, this is what we're going to do.
I'm not worried about the public seeing anything.
Yeah.
What
I'm getting at is roads. The thing that's missing here is roads and infrastructure. We're talking about putting money in an account, which I understand. And I agree. I don't know what the numbers are. It could be, like Bob said, 6 to 7 or even higher, 1 million or something. However,
I don't know anything about slip lining. And I'm sure you've been familiar with this Willow Parkway issue, right? With this, can you speak on this?
Sure.
so that way I can understand it.
Sure. When Jerry replaced those catch basins on the south end of Willow Parkway in 2021, we took a really good look at that trunk sewer that's down the middle of the median, which is right next to a 16-inch transite water main. There's sanitary sewer there that just began to mess utilities.
Yep.
To open cut it is going to be risky from a water main standpoint. That transite pipe is... It's good pipe as long as you don't work anywhere near it. It'll break often. It's a good pipe. It's a good product. You start working anywhere near it, it tends to want to spring leaks. That is the fear of open cut excavation there to replace that. On top of it, because of all the spaghetti mess utilities that's in that median, the fear is cost to have a contractor go in and do it is going to be exponentially higher than slip lining the pipe. It's all steel, corrugated steel pipe. The bottom of it's rotted out.
So you're going to put plastic it through it?
Yeah, you put plastic. Essentially, it's a fiberglass sock.
Yep.
And it's got a resin that cures through UV light or steam. They have two different types. There are two different contracts that are on the contract county bid. One uses UV, one uses steam. Both a good product, both at, you know, 70 to 80 years of life expectancy of the pipe, actually improve the flow capacity because it's a smoother coefficient of friction with the plastic pipe, and it in general is a cost effective solution in areas where you don't have a lot of room.
And this is needed, correct?
It is needed. It is. That pipe is toast. We don't get many opportunities to do big projects like this. We always have needs for paving every year. This is an opportunity where we've got a lump sum of money that this is a good expenditure that we can at least, and we're only doing the first 2,500 feet, I think that sheet says of it. This year.
How long would this project take?
5 days. So there's no restoration cost.
And if it was to fail, would it cost a lot more to fix?
We would flood Willow Parkway.
Yeah, I mean, that's a no-brainer in my eyes.
And this is only part of it. I mean, we're doing like a quarter.
Right.
We're doing 20% of that pipe.
It seems to be that this is the right thing to do, and it's a question of where should the money come from. I'm convinced that we ought not to touch the fund balance any more than we're already touching it.
Agreed.
But why don't we use ARPA money for this?
Yep.
This is a once in a generation need, and it's a big one. And maybe we should even do more than whatever you got here, Ken. 300 feet, you know, do it all and use ARPA money and just get it done.
Well, how much would all?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, maybe start with ARPA at $400,000 to do Willow Parkway, and you've got that problem taken care of.
I'm good with that.
I would rather use ARPA money than deplete our fund balance, and you know, it's there.
I mean, it would be nice to see the actual current fund balance number.
I just told you what it was.
I know, but I'm looking through what the budget presentation shows, but and that number doesn't match up.
We can always change, and we can always recode, but you know, maybe make a commitment. We can't vote on it tonight, maybe, but I'm willing to vote on a resolution that says we'll spend up to $400,000 of ARPA money to get highway projects done this year.
I agree. I'm good with that.
And just do it.
Ken, do we have enough other... With the extra money we get, do we have enough other reimbursable projects that will get that full funding?
Yes, we have three cul-de-sacs on Doyle Road, and then we added another 1890 on Drake, which would eliminate that issue all the way down to Willow Parkway.
Right. Yes, so that should finish Drake's for other than minor repairs.
In the big intersection.
Right.
I mean, I would ask both of you guys, if this was such an important project, why hasn't it been brought to us before? Why do we wait until we get some additional money, and all of a sudden we have this money that we got to spend, you know, because this is such a priority. Why wasn't this included in your budget then this year, or at least talked about?
Because I've been here for a year and 5 months, I had no idea that that was even an issue until recently. I have a little parkway, a catch basin has a steel plate over it with a cone on it, and then you'll see another one at the end of Willett on the other side. They are dropping 6 to 7 inches at a time. The pipes that are in there, if I do the one catch basin, I have to go somewhere, and that somewhere is the middle of that need, I guess whatever you call it, because the pipes are failing.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm not telling you how to do your job, but it is your job. So what other projects in the town, we should know what projects in the town are a priority and what projects in the town we have to look at so that we don't come in. If we didn't, say what happens if we don't get this money? Would you have come to us or no with this? I mean, you came to us after you found out that we got this additional money.
Why would I come and ask for money if I knew it wasn't there?
Well, because if it's such a priority, we do have other money. We have ARPA money. Why wasn't this brought to our attention before we got this other money? Why all of a sudden, when we get this money, now it becomes a priority?
We were doing a park.
We were doing what?
A park.
I mean, I know I've asked for ARPA money for the highway in the last year.
Okay.
I don't have to go back and watch recordings to know that I've asked.
But for what projects? What I mean, if this
what
was
projects?
What projects?
What projects don't we get? We easily come up with roads to fix every year for over $1 million, and you know it comes to if we don't get the money. I mean, this is $700,000 we didn't expect. So I'm glad we came up with a big project that Al knows about and says, hey, we've never had the money to throw at this before, so let's throw it at it. You know, it's an opportunity. We can vote no, and we can just kick the can, like however many boards before us. But
well, we're not kicking you know, a can. The highway since this board has been in place prior to you, they have gotten more money than they've ever gotten before. We've bought more equipment than they ever had. If you look at all his trucks, they're in really good condition. You look at the parks, they're in really good condition. And we've done that being fiscally responsible. If we go with what you're doing, we'd spend all our money. It's just like all other millennials. Hey, let's spend all the money, and then we'll worry about what's happening tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Maybe you should have taken some budgeting classes to understand how to budget and what the criteria is. When you put a budget together, you don't spend all your money all the time. Sometimes you have to prioritize things, and you have to be conservative and say, okay, what can I do? If you have $100 in your own budget, and what do you do? Spend it all and not worry about what's happening tomorrow? Oh, geez, I got to pay the rent tomorrow. I'll spend all my money today. No. And that's what we're doing with this budget. But this isn't your money, so it's easy for someone to say, hey, let's just spend it all.
Well, I think that would have to be him having $100 and then finding five.
Or another 100
that he hasn't been able.
But we need from you, Ken. What I would like to see from you is break down what in the town do we have? Have a comprehensive list of things that we need to do. We can then more easily maybe we can go out and look for some grant money, specific grant money for specific things, because we got $460,000. For to slip line another cover at the end of Willett Parkway. But if we don't know what the issues are, if you don't give us the information, which you haven't, then how do we know what we can ask for?
Okay, I've been here for 17 months. The only way I'm going to get those projects is I'm going to talk to Gene or I'm going to talk to Jerry, because guess what? It's going to be the same projects.
So you can't go out and evaluate them on your own? So you can't go out and evaluate them on your own?
What do you mean I can't evaluate?
You can't go out and evaluate the town. What roads we need, what culverts we need, what guide rails. Well, why don't we have a list then?
Because right now I'm focusing on the first pavement management program and getting the paving ready together, getting the milling ready together. If I had a list of bids, I understand what you're saying. If I had a list of bid projects, we could pick one and maybe do this one later. But I don't know what those are. But I will ask what they are, and I will come back, or if we're not gonna vote on, I will have a detailed list of all of the big capital type programs that are being asked to be done, or have been asking to be done. That's all.
And let me just say this, because I understand what's going on back and forth here, but I'm presuming, because you came to us tonight, and with Al kind of echoing it, that you have determined that slip lining this project is the highest priority at this point, and if we have the money, then let's spend it. If it's not the highest priority, then you should tell us. But I'm looking at these things and saying to myself, they all got to get done. And if we've got the money, let's just do them, because they're not going to go away.
And again, my comment to that would be that as the catch basins are failing, they have to be removed. The pipe needs to be removed also.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have to stop there, because I'm not going to cut into an asbestos pipe water main or Verizon or whoever else is in there, the gas, all that stuff. I mean, it would be marked out, but still, you start pulling away from that. That's a lot of pressure.
All right, so can we say that, can we, at next meeting, if not this one, do a resolution to spend ARPA money on this, but the commitment from you is to come up with a comprehensive master plan need for the town, and work with Al, work with Gene, work with Jerry.
And as far as my feelings, I don't want to presume. I want to know. I just want to know. I mean, if this needs to be done, and you know, if the catch basins are sinking 6 inches and it needs to be done, then I want to make sure it gets done. But if we can use ARPA funds to do it, I don't want to deplete our fund balance in order. You know, if we don't have to deplete our fund balance, I don't want to deplete our fund balance. One more thing I will say is these discussions are good. These discussions are the reason our taxes are one of the lowest in the county. It is because there are people who want to make sure that the money's coming from the right place. So I like to listen to these. I don't know about the audience, but I like to listen to these discussions, because it is important for us to, rather than just spend, it is important to hold discussions like this to make sure that the job's getting done, and it's getting done in a fiscally responsible fashion.
Do we put a resolution up tonight then?
That is,
I'm fine with it.
Up to me.
I'm fine with it. You
better me.
Bob?
Yeah, you can put it up. Sure.
Tony, want to write that up?
why don't we do this in terms of just letting people think about what happened tonight? Come up with a number, Ken and Al, for the next meeting, for a resolution to spend ARPA money to do some of what this work is.
Well, they got $378,286 to do the slip line, right?
Yeah,
that's got a pretty hefty contingency in it. This is based off of 2021 ongoing county contract number. They haven't published I didn't see any escalation rate clause in it, but I'm fearful that there's going to be some kind of escalation in there that I don't see, so I put 20% contingency in that.
Good.
So that way less is better.
Be less
yeah,
is better.
I mean, I'm just being conservative on that number.
So then we can do a resolution up to $400,000 then of ARPA money to
Well, he's got, he's padded that. He's okay, got contingencies in there up to 378.
So you want to do then fine, then make it to 378.
That's a first step of, so there's more than one outfall for the Willow Parkway drainage, obviously.
Yeah,
this is the first section of storm sewer on Willow Parkway from 31 going north. It takes us about halfway to West Entry Road. The next piece we would want to do is from there all the way to West Entry. While we're doing that, you'll notice it.
All right, well, let's just talk about this for now.
Yeah.
So 378 is, will do what?
31 to about halfway to West Entry.
Okay. So that leaves you with about 220 out of that 300 I told you. So you have another 80,000 approximately. Yeah. If you stuck with that 300,000.
Yeah, well, are you asking if we have a way to where place to put it, or
No, I know you got a place to put it. You made that perfectly clear. So are we still talking about, so we're talking about doing $378,000 in ARPA funds to do the Willett Parkway. Are we still talking about $300,000 additional from the other $750,000?
I'm with not the there. No. The slip line is all I think we're discussing right now.
Oh, just the
not
slip
line. Not the other stuff.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Slip line only.
Okay. Right. We can. I can write that up.
Yeah.
If you want to write that up, everybody in agreement with that?
Yeah. Yeah. We're good.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll come up. We'll work on the
well,
rest of the other
stuff. You know what, Al? Why don't you write it up because you know
right.
What should be in there.
To spend the 378. For the slip line.
Okay.
Of ARPA funds. Okay. Yes, Brent.
Just a quick note on that. I know it's going to sound strange, but I agree with Mr. Moore.
Okay, that's all right.
No. This is after about 300 meetings. Some people would just want to go to a party and see the finished food, but I appreciate seeing the sausage being made. That's
okay.
I just want to say that. Thank you.
All right. So, ditches and culverts.
So, real quick, Ken and I worked on this one, and there's not a resolution for tonight, but here's what the board needs to decide. Up to this point, the town of Lythe, when someone wanted to put a culvert in front of their new driveway, in front of their new house, the town would do the work and charge the homeowner for the culvert in any material. What Ken and I came up with was that's not fair to the other taxpayers. It's a private service, and so what we're recommending is that the highway department still do the work or oversee the work, but charge whatever the going rate is for labor, for the use of the truck, as well as the materials. And Ken will come up with those numbers. And then if the homeowner does want to do it on their own or they have a contractor, our answer to that would be sure, you can do it as long as it meets the specifications and approval of the highway superintendent in terms of the work being done properly. So if you want to talk about that, that's the philosophy or policy that we're proposing, that the public and you've got that there, and you've all got a copy of this. I sent an email out to everybody.
Yeah, I liked what you wrote up.
So unless there's a reason not to do that, we can bring that to the table for a resolution at the next meeting.
But my only question was, you're not talking about what I had talked to Ken earlier today. Somebody buys property, we decide that you need a ditch. The homeowner would have to pay to have a driveway.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Over the ditch we decided to put it.
Yes, because that's part of the deal. If we need to have a place for the water to go from point A to point B, unless you were there, that would have not been a problem. But if we say a ditch is necessary, it's no different than bringing power to your house or bringing a telephone line to your house. You ought to pay for it, as opposed to letting the rest of the taxpayers pay for it, my opinion.
Yeah, like your sewer breaks in your house. You have to fix it.
You're crossing our easement.
It's on your property.
No,
I mean, we're talking about our easement charging somebody to have access to their property. I don't have a driveway with a ditch or a pipe in it, but you do, right?
Yes. And
so if Ken said that was failing and that was preventing the flow, you would have to pay to
correct.
Replace.
Correct. Because that's the privilege of me living where I live, on the other side of the ditch on Dingle Hole Road, and you know, and all the other people like that.
I don't know. I look at.
Well, why don't you guys?
I just don't see it that
we're
way.
Out of time. Why don't you all give it some thought, and we'll bring it as a resolution, and that can be debated.
I could just bring it up, so we can put on the motion.
And then you're going to add the resolution for the
millings.
Yeah. Because we all did agree.
Yeah, the millings. I just wanted to make sure that it was on the agenda for the resolution.
I have it on the phone.
Yep, good, we're good. I'm good with the millings.
The only thing with this, I added in, this is the agreement that the employee or the resident has to sign. So you got a copy of that, right?
I do not right now, but I
okay. So the property owner shall attach an insurance certificate to this agreement in the amount of $1 million, naming the town of Lysander.
I apologize, it's not the version that was supposed to be sent out. I must have grabbed it out of an older pile. That's not in there.
Do you have a copy of that?
No.
Okay, so this isn't...
No, that should not be on here. The only thing that should be on here is the sale of surplus asphalt road millings material, and the insurance should not be part of this discussion.
Well, it talks about, yeah, but in the policy, it talks about signing a waiver. So that's why I attached it, because it's part, it talked
where
about...
Where does it say that?
It's,
There should be no, there's no waivers to be signed. Oh, the number 8.
Yeah, that's why you have to attach this, because it's part of the policy.
All right, that one.
Because that's what it was currently. There was a policy in there as far as...
So you have to attach it to the policy.
In there.
So do we want to vote on it without the policy?
Why can't we just have the homeowner hold harmless the town and forget about this insurance policy?
Tony?
Take a chance.
I mean, we've been doing it forever. The trucks drive onto private property, they dump whatever they're going to dump, and then they drive away.
I understand perfectly what you're saying, but it's a risk. Would I rather have the money in the hand? Yeah, as opposed to a promise. So.
Well, we're out.
Okay.
Of time.
Well, we well, we can
table that. We'll table that.
Let's table that.
All right. Okay. All right. We'll call the work session closed. That's 6:00.